They're looking to expand the mine operation by about 5,000% and actually convert it into a strip mine that would start excavation at the top of the ridge to the north of town and take down the whole front of the mountain over the course of the years into the future.
That's Shelley Kaup presenting to Carbondale Town Council, detailing potential impacts of a mine expansion proposed by Rocky Mountain Resources just north of Glenwood Springs. The mayor pro tem of Glenwood also says that the expansion would add 500 trucks each day to the town's traffic in order to transport 5 million tons of limestone each year to the Front Range. Shelley Kaup was joined by Glenwood Springs Councilor Paula Stepp, who cited negative economic impacts that the mine expansion could have on the tourism industry and compared current efforts to oppose the mine to the Thompson Divide issue.
I also want to ask you to really kind of look at the support that I think the whole valley, including Glenwood Springs, brought to the Thompson Divide issue, realizing how big of an impact that is beyond just the borders of Thompson Divide.
Deborah Figueroa also spoke to Carbondale Town Council. The city manager for Glenwood provided context of specific language in the resolution that supports Garfield County's ability to regulate mining impacts on federal lands.
The lawsuit that RMR is undertaking tries to undermine all counties' abilities to regulate the impacts of mining on federal land to local communities. So it could have an impact throughout all of rural Colorado, because if for any reason they win, they're essentially saying counties, hands off, we can do whatever we want on federal lands, and that will have a huge impact.
Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson agreed that the issue is similar to Thompson Divide and that it affects more than just Glenwood.
I would move to approve Resolution Number 11, Series of 2019, a resolution of the Board of Trustees opposing expansion of the Mid-Continent Quarry, a.k.a. the Transfer Trail Mine, and supporting county regulation of the mine.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. All right. There you go.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Basalt Town Council also voted to oppose the mine, adopting the same resolution as Carbondale. Their vote did not involve any presentations or public comments, but was presented as a consent agenda item at the beginning of the meeting. All Basalt councilors and the mayor agreed to the resolution. To date, Rifle, Silt, Snowmass Village, Basalt, and Carbondale have all agreed to oppose the quarry expansion. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.